NRSC, impeachment and albatross around Senate Democrat candidates' necks. By Sean Moran on January 29, 2020. The National Senatorial Republican Committee, NRSC, released a memo Wednesday that found that impeachment is toxic for Senate Democrat candidates. NRSC polls across battleground states such as Arizona, Colorado, Maine, and North Carolina found that 58% of Americans, including 59% of independents and 55% of women, believe that Democrats should let the voters decide if President Donald Trump should be re-elected rather than removing him from office. The surveys found that 62% of voters also believe that Congress should focus on the rising cost of health care, trade deals, and improving the economy instead of trying to impeach President Trump. Further, 68% of voters said that the impeachment trial against Trump is all about politics. In contrast to the Senate Democrats, the NRSC contended that a Senate Republican majority has passed the historic United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, USMCA, confirmed a landmark number of judges to the federal judiciary, and worked to help secure the southern border. NRSC Executive Director Kevin McLaughlin wrote in the memo, "So while Republican senators continue focusing on lowering health care costs, creating jobs, and securing the border, Democrat senators are obsessed with impeachment, which is turning out to be an albatross around their necks." In contrast to the Senate Democrats, Senate GOP campaigns have experienced a groundswell in support, the NRSC revealed. Low-dollar donations have increased by 214% on average from second to the third quarter of 2019. The NRSC mail program has seen a 245% increase from the total raised in 2017, and digital fundraising has seen a 312% increase during the same period. While the Democrats have failed to do what they need to do and continue to obsess over impeachment at their own peril, our campaigns are quietly putting in the work and building the strongest operations possible, McLaughlin wrote. While we're still a long way away from November and there are a lot of factors at play, we're focused on controlling what we can control, and so far, it's paying off, he added. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.